I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Andrea Gunning, and this is Betrayal Bonus Episode 4, Update on Erin. Before the bonus starts, I want to tell you that more stories of betrayal will be coming in 2024. So we want to hear your stories. And although we've talked about marriages and parent relationships, we are open to any betrayal that has changed your life in a meaningful way. If you're open and want to share your story of betrayal, email me at betrayalpod@gmail.com. That's betrayalpod@gmail.com. And of course, if you want to write in and just share privately, this email account can continue to be a safe space for you too. Okay, so on to an important update on Erin, one of the women you got to know last season. We received so many wonderful emails expressing support and concern about her. Let me give you a quick recap of her story. Erin is a family therapist. She was married to Joel, and they lived with their two kids in Texas. Joel was an explosive specialist for the military. Erin knew her husband was struggling. Her marriage was in trouble. And after a fight, Erin's intuition kicked in.
I decided to look at his computer, and I went into his recently deleted files, and that's where there was just a plethora of pictures, like Little Miss, Country USA, all different ages, all different looks. It was so many people he had collected. I clicked on one, and it was this little girl who I'd never seen before, don't recognize at all. Standing naked on a beach, she had a look on her face like, this is not me being cute and playing on the beach. No, it was inappropriate. So I actually took a picture of her from the face up because I just needed to prove to myself that I wasn't crazy. And then I took a picture of the names of the files, and then I shut it all down and I put it all back.
What Erin found was the tip of the iceberg. She took her two small young children and fled. She drove to the airport and flew back to her hometown in California, seeking solace and family support. Her mother was deceased, and her two brothers and father did not offer the safe haven she was seeking. After almost 3 years, her husband was prosecuted.
He pled guilty to 25 felony charges of child pornography. He was sentenced to 8 years, and he only did three.
One piece of Erin's story that really affected our listeners was how difficult it was to start over. She lost her livelihood and her husband's income. At one point, Erin applied for welfare. Then there was her family. Although there were many family members who helped and supported her, her nuclear family did not seem to find Joel's crimes as troubling and serious as she did. We heard from so many of you. Mothers, a former prosecutor, other victims, all rooting for Erin, and even listeners who wanted to send her financial support. Erin read all of it.
I was blown away. I've not felt that kind of support since my mom was alive. And that was like the whole nation counteracting what I had grown up believing with kind of a low self-esteem and second guessing my every move. And so I really think that motivated me to go, you know what? I'm really doing my best here. And so it was really miraculous. And I can't tell you how healing this podcast was for me. One thing that really gets me is when people wrote to me and they said, I wish I had a mom like you. My mom was great. My mom was amazing. She had cancer for 26 years and she never dropped a ball. I mean, she was really, really fantastic. And I always wished that everyone had a mother like her. It's an honor to her also that I'm making good choices and that I'm looking out for my kids and that I keep them number one.
Once Erin's ex-husband Joel was released from prison in Texas, he moved in with his parents. It was only about a mile from where Erin and her children were living.
When he got out, I got the restraining order and he got awarded visitation with the kids in a supervised facility.
Erin managed to avoid those visits while other parental litigation was still pending.
Then the lawyer called me and said he just got arrested again. And when we looked it up online, it did mention possession of child pornography. And I still don't know the details of all of that, but it sounds as though he may have had his first parole check the first time in a year. And they found some things on his phone, like social media, which we've learned is a common way that people share CSAM material.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joel Lavelle Callahan was arraigned on September 26, 2023, in the Superior Court of Fresno and assigned a public defender.
He denied the public defender so that he could hire a private criminal law attorney. And he has a private family law attorney, which has bought him quite a bit of time out in the free world.
Erin has kept moving forward and stayed focused on building a healthy life with her two kids. She's a licensed therapist in California.
My private practice is what I would consider very successful. I'm very comfortable and able to give my children the life that I want without needing child support or relying on that.
Erin moved her family a few hours away to a beach community for a fresh start.
That is just like going from the depths of hell all the way to heaven. I've already seen so much healing happening in myself, which I think trickles down to them as well. They love where we live. They said it's like being on vacation every day. We have a lot more fresh grown local produce here. So another part of our healing was having better nutrition. So we're working on diets. We're working on mental health. We like to go to the park a lot. We feel safer.
Erin lived in fear for a long time. At one point, she felt she needed to be armed.
A year ago, I was walking around with a gun strapped to my person. You know, I had my concealed carry weapons permit, and I didn't even want to leave to go to the office without that. And out here also, like, we live in a very safe area that I feel like we can sleep with the windows open and hear the ocean outside.
Her son has become a top runner in his school. Her daughter just won an award for writing. They are thriving. Still, heartbreak sneaks up every once in a while, especially around the holidays.
Thanksgiving just passed by. My brother hosted Joel and his family for Thanksgiving, whereas we were in a town with no familiar faces and, you know, no one familiar to celebrate that with. And that's just like, you just continue to keep stabbing me in the heart.
Erin does not want Joel to have rights to the kids at all. Her fight in court is for him to be removed as a parent.
I'm prepared to fire on all cylinders, but I hope for my sanity that I don't have to keep proving why he shouldn't have visitations more than he's trying to prove why he should. I genuinely think I'm probably still doing more to help Joel than anybody else is. You know, how much of a privilege is it to say, I've got our kids, I will take great care of them while you take the time to figure your life out or clean your life up or whatever you've got to do. I can't make our kids not love him. I can't make them disown him or anything like that. And so if they want to have a relationship with him when they get older or they have questions about their health or whatever, that is still on the table. And so all I'm trying to do is keep them out of that equation so that they're not affected and give them a nice, comfortable life so that they don't have to endure everything that he's putting them through. I'm trying to give him and my children both the space that they need to get healthy. And myself as well. I mean, I've been severely damaged with trust and trauma through a lot of this. And so we need to be able to untether in order to show up for one another.
How do you measure recovery for someone who consumes CSAM? Do services provided in prison cure the addiction? It's something we talked about during the series, and there isn't a clear answer.
His whole case was precipitating on the fact that they thought he was reformed, and clearly he's not reformed. And I think it's a lot of people who don't work in mental health that don't know what is required to treat addiction or treat this type of abusive behavior. Maybe they do think church is enough. Maybe they do think that court consequences are enough. But I know through direct experience, having worked with people with similar attributes,
that that is not enough. You need a lot more accountability, a lot more hand-holding out of that. Because, you know, he didn't become addicted to things in a day. He's not going to recover in a day. So I just wish that there was more mental health woven into that equation so that they could look at it from that perspective. Because I am not convinced. And his reoffense just supported what my feeling was this whole time.
It was really good to find out how Aaron has been doing since Betrayal Season 2 first dropped. We'll be back soon with an update on Ashley Litton. You can always reach out to our team at betrayalpod@gmail.com. That's betrayalpod@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Betrayal is a production of Glass Podcasts, a division of Glass Entertainment Group in partnership with iHeart Podcasts. The show was executive produced by Nancy Glass and Jennifer Faison. Hosted and produced by me, Andrea Gunning. Written and produced by Carrie Hartman. Also produced by Ben Fetterman. Associate producer, Kristen Melchiori. Our iHeart team is Ali Perry and Jessica Kreinchek. Audio editing and mixing by Matt Dalvecchio. Betrayal's theme composed by Oliver Baines. Music library provided by Mibe Music. And for more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.